Chapter 14. Beyond Shuri. We pushed past Shuri over some muddy hills in the Army's zone of action, and came across a group of about 20 Japanese prisoners. Each man was stripped except for a G-string. They stood barefooted in the mud alongside a trail winding along the slope of a barren hill. Several dirty and battle-weary Army infantrymen guarded them. The captured enemy had been ordered by an interpreter, Army lieutenant, to stand off the trail so Company K's column could pass. We slipped and slid wearily toward the sound of firing up ahead. A grizzled rifleman in front of me and I had been cursing the mud and exchanging remarks about how glad we were to be past Shuri. Suddenly, a Japanese prisoner stepped in front of my friend, blocking his way. "Get out of the way, you crazy bastard," growled the Marine. The soldier folded his arms calmly, raised his chin, and displayed a picture of arrogance. My buddy and I heated up fast. He pushed the Japanese backward and sent him sprawling into the mud. The enemy soldier sprang up quickly and assumed his former position. "What's that crazy bastard doing?" I yelled as I dropped my mortar ammo bag and reached for my .45 pistol. My buddy unslung his rifle, grasped it by the stock with his left hand and by the pistol grip with his right hand. He planted his muddy feet firmly on the trail, flexed his knees, and growled, "Get out of my way, you bastard!" Other Marines behind us had halted when we did. Seeing what was happening, they started cursing the Japanese. "What's the holdup? Move out!" someone behind us yelled. The Army First Lieutenant, he was actually wearing his silver bars on his collars, clean-shaven and spotless except for muddy combat boots, came along the column to ascertain the problem. Seeing my buddy's stance and realizing he might soon have one less prisoner, he said, "You can't mistreat these men. They are prisoners of war. According to the Geneva Code, POWs must be treated humanely." He looked desperate. The whole column of muddy, raggedy-ass Marines glared at and cursed the prisoners strung out alongside us on the trail. "Screw the Geneva Code. If that slant-eyed son of a bitch don't move out of my way, I'll give him a vertical butt stroke in his big mouth and knock out every one of them goddamn buck teeth." My buddy slowly moved his rifle back and forth, and the enemy soldier's arrogant expression began to fade. The Army lieutenant knew he had a bad problem on his hands, and he obviously didn't know how to solve it. It was commonly said that Marines rarely took prisoners. A couple of GI riflemen of the prisoner guard detail stood by relaxed and grinned their endorsement of our sentiments. They obviously had been in the meat grinder long enough to have no more love for the Japanese than we did. The lieutenant obviously wasn't one of their officers, but from some rear echelon outfit.